Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners, too. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, will small businesses chase a trendy new education perk being offered by larger companies, and how to own your own comic book store for $25 and an essay. Those stories after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Some of America's largest companies are proposing that a good job can lead to a free college education, reversing the norm that requires workers to get the degree before launching a career. It also seems to be a step better than tuition reimbursement, where an employee goes back to school but pays out of pocket first. Will small biz be forced to follow suit? It's a story by Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G. Kelsey, who's doing what?
For a long time, you needed to go to college, graduate, to get a good job. But companies like Disney and Discover and Taco Bell and Chipotle, I mean, there's such a long list, are now promising this new benefit that if you take a job with us, we'll pay for college for you for free.
Boy, is this a growing trend?
It is, yeah. I mean, there's been a move to offer this as a way to improve upon past programs that were mostly tuition reimbursement programs. It was an employee benefit that required workers pay out of pocket first for their Adobe Photoshop class or whatever it was that they wanted to take in their spare time. And this is a way for more employers to pay up front so that folks can actually use that program.
Wow. So how does it work? Does, say, Discover, Disney, Taco Bell, whatever, identify somebody that they think has a future and say, okay, employee A, we like the way you look, you need more education, go, we're paying?
The interesting thing actually about these programs is they're basically open to anyone. Most of these companies offer the benefit to all full-time or even part-time workers who have been with the company for as little as a day. And what happens is, you know, these companies will work either directly with a university, like University of Florida or University of Denver. Brandman University is really popular in this area. Or through a broker, like a nonprofit, that works to essentially expand opportunity to education for working professionals. And they'll cut a deal. So that, say the tuition price is, you know, $33,000 normally. If a company is willing to sponsor, you know, 1,000 or in Walmart's case, like 1.4 million employees potentially earning their degree at, you know, Arizona State or whatever university, those schools are willing to say, we'll give you a discount, you know, and you can pay as low as $6,000 per head.
My goodness. Is that employees then taking classes online or physically attending in a classroom?
Most of these employees are taking classes online because, as you can imagine, they have full-time jobs to juggle. Many of them are in their 30s or 40s, you know, have done some college in the past, maybe a few credits here or there at community college. But this is a real opportunity to, you know, earn a degree that many of the workers that I talked to thought was really out of reach for them after, you know, having started a family and gotten this far in their career without it. Most of these classes are online, but really, I mean, they run the gamut of pretty normal programs. Like, you can get an MBA, you can get a bachelor's in, you know, exercise science. They're pretty open-ended.
What if it has nothing to do, like, with your current job in that company? You know, if I'm a cashier at Taco Bell, I can say, you know what, I want to be a doctor, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a good question. But most of these companies, like especially Discover, it was great talking to that company about their program because their approach was essentially, we want to make as much opportunity available to our employees as possible as part of this benefit with no strings attached. so that they can study, you know, sociology or psychology or, you know, whatever it is that they're interested in. And whether or not they stay with the company, it pays off immediately in a more engaged workforce that are happier, you know, with work that they're doing there and with the company that hired them.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Kelsey G. So there's no obligation to stay. I graduate on Friday and I hand in my 2 weeks notice on Saturday. The companies have no problem with that?
Yeah, yeah. Bob Iger said, you know, specifically the Disney chief executive, that you, even if folks quit their jobs, you know, the day after they earn their degree, that when you're in an industry that relies really heavily on your employees engaging with customers, say, for example, you're a Disney princess and then you work at Disneyland or Disney World, that having a more engaged workforce really matters and has, you know, big business benefits.
Thanks, Kelsey. It's Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G. Well, if you've ever wanted to own your own business, but were a little short on cash, you can now use your creativity instead. The owner of an Illinois comic book store is searching for a new owner for the business in an unusual way, an essay contest. Carmelo Chimera said Chimera Comics in Oaklawn will be turned over with all of its inventory to whoever writes him the most compelling essay and submits a $25 application fee. The essay subject is, what makes a great comic book store? And Mr. Chimera said it should be no more than 500 words. Mr. Chimera, who owns two other comic book stores in addition to practicing law and creating his own graphic novels, said he does not have enough time to continue operating the Oaklawn store himself. Applications are being accepted through the end of the month or whenever Mr. Chimera receives 2,000 applications. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.